Sergeant Yellen, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Good, thanks. I'm doing well. First of all, I want to say thank you for your service. I really appreciate it. I'm former military, and I really respect what you guys do.
Roger, thank you.
Where's your hometown?
My hometown's Savannah, Georgia.
Savannah? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what is your role there with the 214?
Yeah, the 214th, I was a team leader for a small artillery battalion.
Okay. And do you mind if I ask how old you are?
I'm 34.
34, okay. Can you kind of quickly go over what happened with the incident that caused you to get a Purple Heart?
Yes. We were getting ready for a routine patrol in the western part of Afghanistan. We went on patrol, and shortly after, we ran across an IED that caused catastrophic damage to the vehicle, and I ended up, in result, getting a Purple Heart from my injuries.
Okay.
That I sustained.
Okay. And they said something about the injured guys. Were you taken out on a helicopter to?
I was medevaced to a trauma unit in western Afghanistan, and then medevaced again to a bigger hospital.
Okay.
In western Afghanistan.
Okay. Thanks. Can you give me just a little idea of what life was like, daily life was like there in Afghanistan?
I mean, it was mission first. We were very driven. I'm trying to think of some stuff that can actually go in the newspaper.
No, if I ask something that's personal and you don't want to answer, you have that right. You know, this is supposed to be a positive piece on your unit, and, you know, I'm not,
right.
You know, I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you had your certain groups that met every morning for breakfast and stuff like that. It was just daily life. I mean, we were trying to do a job, and we knew what we were going to do, and,
right.
We went there and, you know, left everybody else behind and did our job. You just get into a daily routine, really, and,
okay.
And you just get used to doing the same thing over and over, and, you know.
Sure. It sounds a little on the monotonous side most days.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. And now there were three people injured in that incident. Is that correct?
Well, I'm not allowed to discuss numbers.
Okay.
There were other injuries.
Okay.
And
not a problem.
Yeah.
Not a problem. Don't worry about it. Like I said, if I ask something you're not allowed to or don't want to talk about, you have that right.
Right. There were other injuries.
Right.
But like I said,
we just got a story that there were three Purple Hearts given recently, and that's, you know,
right.
I've got that much, and I'll use it.
I can't say that not all the Purple Hearts were
okay. That's not a
my
problem.
Same.
I've got three names on this story. You're
right.
Two others, and I can use what they sent for that, so don't worry about it. It's not
okay.
A problem at all.
All right.
What can you do you have something you can say maybe about your experience over there overall about you know?
Well, I mean, I just I guess you could put in there like you know I mean this is my second deployment. I felt confident with the team that I was sent with. In the event that I did, you know, I got injured. My team, my chain of command, and everything was, you know, spot on. They did what they had to do and were trained to do to get me out of there. You know, so I could live to see another day with my family back in the States.
Okay.
And, you know, it's unfortunate that people get hurt, but that's part of the job. We all knew it before,
right.
You know. You know, we volunteered to do this for our country, so, but yeah, I mean, you know, the training was superb, the chain of command handled everything perfectly,
okay.
And got me out of there, and, you know, and I'm recovering from it now, so.
I'm very happy that you did survive and that you're back home with your family. And you don't know how much I appreciate you talking to me.
Okay. Well, if you need anything else, you know, don't hesitate to call me.
And, you know, meet and train and stuff like that. And we kind of feel like, although all the guys are not from Elberton, that they're our hometown people.
Right. Yeah, and I've always felt that when I come to Elberton, you know, I've met some really great people there, and they've invited me to do some stuff in City Square and all that. And I always try to go to the events that they invite me to. But yeah, y'all have a nice little town there.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, if you're in town sometime and you've got a chance, if you'll look me up here at the newspaper, I'll buy you lunch.
All right. Roger.
Okay.
Sounds good.
I appreciate your time and I appreciate your service.
Hey, by the way, this is Major Cox. I just got connected in. It sounds like
Major Cox, how are you?
You guys get everything you need?
Yeah,
yes, sir.
I just needed a few quotes to make the story that was, you know, sent to us a little bit more personal, and he did a great job. He gave me exactly what I needed.
Oh, I have no doubt about that. So, all right, well, Sergeant Ewan, thanks for your time then.
All right, Roger, sir. I appreciate the opportunity.
Hey, and Elberton Star, we sure appreciate your interest in helping tell the story.
Well,
here's
what I told him. I know that all the guys are not from Elberton, but this is where their home base or, you know, offices are, and we feel like they're our hometown kids and soldiers. And so, you know, I appreciate the fact that he was willing to talk to us and give us a little bit more for our story than, you know, than the piece that was emailed to us.
Well, great.
And if we can do anything here at the Star for you guys, we're just a phone call away. Just let us know.
Well, just send us the link to your story. We'll make sure we share it to our fan pages.
Okay, we'll be glad to do that. As a matter of fact, that won't be any problem at all. If you'll give me an email address, I'll email it directly to you. How about that?
You can send it to William, WILLIAM.G. dot Cox, COX,
okay.
1010, dot mil, MIL, at mail, MAIL, dot mil.
Mail.gov?
Dot mil, MIL.
Okay, go over that one more time for me. William dot Cox.
William dot G dot Cox.
Yes.
10.mil at mail.mil.
Oh, okay. I will send you a copy of it, and I'll send you a link online as well. Like I said, we really appreciate you guys keeping us in the loop there and letting us know how you guys are doing, and we appreciate the service your entire unit did for our nation.
Well, they did a great job, that's for sure.
Yeah, I have no doubt. I felt very fortunate to be at the reunion there at the Inferno earlier this year.
Well, I was with you. I felt fortunate to be there, too. So, well, fantastic.
Okay, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Sergeant. Thank you, Mark.